that you've never been before. Now, how many of us this morning, here's the deal, how many of us in here this morning are prepared to release ourselves from our yesterdays? He says, let it go because I have something better. Faith allows us to release what we think we can't live without so that God can take us into a new adventure. Now, that's scary for some of you. Because, you know, we become so comfortable right where we are. And although you're in coach, you've been on the plane for 11 hours, you can't straighten out your leg, it's amazing how we kind of confide to our environment. And we make the adjustment right there rather than really having a passion to do something any better. When I was on that plane for all those hours, I took off my shoes, took off my jacket, loosened my belt, but it didn't change my status. I was still in coach. But faith permits you to get out of your comfort zone. God said to Abraham, leave it all and come with me. What is he saying to some of you this morning? What is that challenge he has before you this morning? What is he showing you? Where does he want to take you that you are kind of a little intimidated because you're not sure what's going to happen or what's behind the curtain? Faith takes you out of your comfort zone. Thirdly, faith gives you the capacity to persevere. See, if you are motivated by faith that God has given you, you're not going to give up. Regardless of how challenging it becomes, you're going to continue to move. The text tells us about Noah. God told him to build a ship. It has never rained on the earth before. He had never seen an ocean. And God says, I want you to build this ship. Now put yourself in his position for a little bit. Your neighbor's looking at you. What an idiot. How foolish could you be? Why are you wasting your time and resources on doing something so foolish? But for 120 years, he labored and he labored and he labored and he labored because he had a word from the Lord. It didn't matter what the critics were saying. He knew that he had a definitive word from the Lord, and so he persevered, and he persevered, and he persevered. And I believe I'm speaking to at least five of you in here this morning. God has given you a dream, and you're about to abandon it because of the criticism that you're hearing around you, but because of some of the problems that you're confronted with, and you are at that place of wanting to give up. Get up and let's move on. Pack your bags. Let's move to where God would have us to be. Faith gives you the capacity to persevere. The practical application of faith as we wind down. I told you 33 minutes. Well, we are 7 minutes away from landing, so please go back to your seats. James chapter 2 verse 26 says, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. You could talk as much as you want to. Until you're prepared to act, nothing happens. Some of you, you've had some dreams in your head now for 35 years. But you haven't done anything because you're scared. You haven't moved because you're afraid of the unknown. And the practical application of faith simply gives us three commands. First, your faith must be activated. You got to do something. You have to stand up. You have to extend yourself. You must put your foot in the water before it parts. Faith without works, dead. If that mountain in your life is a broken relationship, and you've been praying and praying, Lord, help me to reach out to my spouse, or help me to reach out to my sister, we haven't talked since last Christmas. Help me to do something about the fractured relationship with my brother. You've been praying that from last Christmas morning. Christmas is what, about 6 weeks away. And you still pray. Now let me help you. God is simply saying to you, listen, get up off your knees. Get up off your knees. Pick up the telephone. Dial your sister's number, your brother's number, and say, hello. This your sister that you ain't talked to since Boxing Day. I know I tick you off and you tick me off, but somebody has to break the ice. And I'm calling you even though I know and I feel as though you're going to cuss me, but I'm calling you anyhow. You got to make a move. You got to do something. Some of us want Jesus to do everything for us. Ain't that the God's truth? I can pray my way through. I can just pray and press and pray. No, it ain't going to work like that. I've been praying for almost three decades now with some things, and ain't nothing happening. Jesus is just saying to me, get up off your knees. He's not going to do for you what you could do for yourself. You got to activate your faith. Abraham had to pack up his things and say goodbye to all of his family. Separate himself from the familiar to go to the unknown. Noah had to go out and get some lumber to start to construct the ark. Rahab. And you know, God doesn't discriminate. You could be as messed up as Rahab. And if you exercise faith, he'll work with you. Listen, Rahab couldn't get membership in many of the churches. Brother, would you let her into 101? But because of her faith, this was a street lady, a lady of the evening, but she had enough common sense to exercise faith in the Lord. And now she is in the Hall of Fame of faith. And it must be activated. You got to do something. What are you doing with your faith? He has given to each of us a measure of faith. Not only must it be activated, but your faith must be cultivated. The Bible says in Romans 10, faith comes from hearing and hearing God's word. You have to cultivate it. You got to feed it. Some of us, we struggle. You know, we want to walk by sight. So we struggle dealing with faith, but you got to cultivate it. And finally, your faith must be directed. You can't put faith in anything and anybody. That would be foolish. Your faith must be directed. See, if you put total faith in me, there's some things I can't deliver on. I can't supply all of your needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I might be able to buy you a snack after church, but that's my limitation. I can't do much more than that. Your faith must be directed to someone who has the wherewithal to deliver on the things that you have need of. And the Bible says in Hebrews 12 verse 2 that God is the author and finisher of our faith. He has no limitations whatsoever. Whatever seed he planted in your heart, he is able to cultivate it and bring it to fruition. Whatever obstacles you find in your path, regardless of how steep that mountain is, he can give you the wherewithal to speak to the mountain and say, "Be thou removed and be cast into the depths of the sea," and nothing, absolutely nothing, will be impossible to you. Now, as we shut this down this morning and prepare this aircraft for landing, a few questions. Where are you in your walk with the Lord? Are you living by faith, or are you walking by sight? Question number two. What are those mountains that you have in your path that separates you from your dream, your aspiration, your desire? What are those problems that you are faced with this morning that you feel as though you just can't overcome? If you could just fix your life, what would be those areas that you would identify today as areas that really need to be regulated? Well, here's the message. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ever ask or imagine. And he's not pleased if we are not prepared to accept the invitation to just move up a little higher. There's a better life on the other side of the curtain for all of us. There is a better life. The challenge for us is not to settle for where you are.